makes me sick. You know what makes me a singer? I just want to pierce my little chi-chis with knitting needles. My old lady Pearl got the once-a-decade hots, and I'm trying like hell to avoid her. She got a sexual drive that comes and goes about the same regularity as locusts. Every 10 years or so, she starts acting like a wild, teased monkey. I'm watching TV at night, and Pearl comes sliding up next to me in a pair of cowboy boots and rawhide. You know what I mean, said Earl. I want you to have a night like no other in your wildest dreams. Your cowboy dreams can be fulfilled tonight. So I start for the door, and I said, okay, here's the deal. When our neighbor lady Naomi falls asleep, I'll sneak back home. Well, that put her back on her heels for about all of 2 seconds. She said, Earl, let's go out to eat and then drive home the back roads and park and make out. And then she says, better yet, let's get a sitter for EJ and check in one of them nasty adult motels with the round beds and sunk down tubs and R-rated movies on the TV. And I says, Pearl, you on some kind of hormone treatment or something? And she said, Earl, I can go to some strange bar wearing a miniskirt and smoking long brown cigarettes, and you can come in a couple minutes later and try to pick me up. And then she throws her arms around my legs and screams, Earl, I want to be your bimbo. Jeez, I've been sitting in the radio station all night. Hell, I'm afraid to go home. I got me a sexual time bomb at home, and it's still ticking. Wake up, America! If I ain't here tomorrow, you know I'm at home trying to defuse my wife. I'll tell you another thing. I'm canceling that woman's subscription to Cosmo, that's for sure. I'm Earl Pitts, American. Pitts off.